Steve, number one in Newcastle with McDonald Jones, the Hunter's leading home builder.
Live from the greatest city in the world, this is Tanya and Steve.
We get up, we get dressed, waking up, Newcastle's best, live and free, Triple M.
You've ruined my day by not having an eye patch.
Hello. I'm sorry about that. I had one yesterday.
You did have one yesterday?
Haven't got it on today.
Nothing worse, you know, for me than an eye off of any sort, which is what you've had, or whatever you call it, because it's such a fragile part of your... I'm sorry,
anyway,
I'm getting shivers.
I did have a little procedure yesterday, but all good.
Oh, good, that's good.
Here I
good.
Am. What did I miss? Anything exciting?
No, not really. No, just another day.
Another day, mate, in the house of Tanya and Steve.
Yeah.
Just the Tanya was out.
Right, okay.
Other than that, no, Russia's trying to invade the world. China's still cranky with us.
And Optus is still getting hacked.
So there you go.
I was watching a bit of that yesterday. Now they're emailing people direct and go, give us $2,000, otherwise we're going to release all your details.
Yeah. Watch the spelling on a few of those, gang.
I know. The spelling isn't good.
Yeah.
You know it's getting grim when the King of Tonga actually emails you and says, listen, have you got a spare buck?
I thought they would have done a spell check before they, ask for ransom demands.
I know.
Yeah. Anything that ends with me love you long time, don't worry about it, all right?
And
we've
got a special guest in the studio this morning.
We have.
Baxter Boxer.
Got a very sick little dog who was kept me up all night, not being able to wee or poo.
Oh.
Does that mean he's due for a big one right now in the studio?
Probably.
Fingers crossed, right?
He's just drunk about 10 litres of water.
Oh, did he?
Yes.
Oh, no.
But the good thing is, I've brought in some spray and wipe in case he goes, so you can have that, right?
Do you know what I think is cute right now? He's just sitting there with his back to us looking at the it's just a big window in the studio. Yeah. I think he thinks it's a TV. I really do.
Most boring show in the world.
You just look at a tie sitting
at
the desk.
He'd be tied. Do something. Entertain Baxter, please.
I must say,
he's taking his clothes off.
The size of that window, it's about the same size as my TV.
Because
I'm a bloke and my TV's bigger than my hat. All the better for the grand final, having the big TV.
Have you guys ever used one of the projectors on the wall, speaking of like big TV?
Yeah,
years ago.
For a party.
Yeah. How good would that be? Yeah. I don't know why more people don't use them, or are they too hard to set up?
They're not great quality.
The picture's not good. It's always a bit faded.
Yeah. A bit grainy.
Yeah.
Okay, well, there you go.
Yeah.
Do you remember the big one we did for State of Origin at someone's house?
I do.
Yeah.
We set up grandstands, the whole bit
backyard.
In the backyard.
That is so cool.
Yeah. And had the big telly there, and they got to keep the telly.
All I remember is the pepperoni pizza.
Yeah. Because, if I may say, that was back in the days when Queensland won all the time.
Yes.
So by halftime, Tanya was just in the corner eating pizza going off.
My fixation.
And you could eat gluten then too, Tanya.
Well, stop it, Rise. Those were the days.
Those were the days.
See, I like it how T says they were the days for her. No, they were the days for us. We loved it when you weren't gluten-free.
I know.
Every day you'd have a reason to bring food into the studio.
You did eat a lot more food in the studio.
Upside is, Rise and I have lost 15 kilos since you went on.
All right, we're away for a Wednesday. Hump Day Wednesday, it's the 28th of September. This is Triple M.
Tanya and Steve's on the line.
Seen anything, mate?
Look, I have actually.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bit of a list that's out today. We know the cost of living and power is going through the roof. We're paying 22% more for our power from now, this financial year.
Wouldn't notice even more with winter.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. So I just have a list here of the appliances that are costing us the most room to room.
Okay.
Just a real quick one. There's heaps on the list, but I've just gone for the top ones, and I'm going to ask you what you think. Let's go to the kitchen. What do you think are the two top energy-drawing appliances that we're paying for?
Depending, so energy, electricity, gas, or just energy?
Energy. Electricity for this one.
Oven and fridge.
Good one with the fridge.
No. Do you know what? The fridge is 35 cents for hour of use.
Is that, yeah.
Compared to what I'm going to tell you, the kettle, $1.32 per hour of use.
Not at my place, $18. I'm boiling kettles all day with coffees.
And an iron, $1.36. So the iron is the most energy drawer that we use.
Fantastic. I save on that.
Now,
same.
We're doing swings and roundabouts here now, mate.
But having said that, you have the fridge going 24/7.
Yes.
So that's why it adds up. And you're right. Overall, that would cost us the most.
Yeah.
But I'm super surprised about the kettle.
Yeah,
same.
Definitely.
Would you?
Yeah, yep. I am.
And if someone loves ironing, like my mum, you're on notice.
Come back on the ironing.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you picture, and there are still some that do it, my sister being one. that, you know, when you stand with the ironing board, the washing, and you watch TV and you just iron.
Yeah.
Like for an hour.
Yeah.
Right down to the socks.
I've never done that.
No,
yeah,
same,
I do know people too.
My sister does. Sometimes I'll just wash clothes and put them in front of it when I'm staying there just to see what my clothes look like ironed.
And it just reminds me of growing up as well, seeing my mum do
it's
it.
What you did.
Yeah.
Oh, I feel I've failed as a woman.
The only person.
It's not my domain.
The only person, T, and you'll know, and regular listeners of the show will know, the only other person, apart from my sister, that I ever saw do that. Was Felix, who moved in and lived with me for...
I know he did.
Who lived in with me 6 months. Bought his own iron because I didn't have one.
And he used to do it in his undies.
Yeah, that's what I picture as well.
Now, let's move to the living room. Now, remember, there's things like the vacuum cleaner, the television, laptops, Amazon, Alexa, Google Home, PlayStations, Xboxes. What do you think draws the most power?
Ooh. What? TV?
TV, yeah.
I would say that too, but it's not.
Okay.
That's 4 cents an hour to run. The biggest consumers costing us the most are Xbox and PlayStation.
Is that right?
Both 9 cents an hour.
Interesting, because you're right, if you're playing them and they're spinning and they're driving and they're... Well, wouldn't a computer be around that then too?
It's not actually. It's 1 cent per hour.
Okay.
Isn't
that
interesting?
Yes.
Less than a TV and less than those gaming... platforms. But anyway.
Well, that's it. Throw the jug out. You know, PlayStation's got to stay.
And quickly in the bathroom, it's the a shower, $3.30 it costs to run. That's why they tell you to have a quick shower, 3 minutes. And in the bedroom, no, Ryan, hair dryers, 79 cents
an
hour.
What about a rotating bed?
That's costing you a fortune, Stud.
Yeah, look, I saw one in Austin Powers and I had to get one. But that's interesting too, isn't it? Because I'd like to know what you got one. I bought you one.
Thermomix.
No,
in the bedroom. The
electric
blanket.
I bought you one in the bedroom.
I'm not buying her a Thermomix, and we're not putting it in the bedroom, Vicky, right?
Okay, I'm just checking.
But yeah, the heated blanket.
Heated blanket. It's actually not on here. Good one.
Why did you buy Tenure a heated blanket?
Because he gets cold when he comes over.
I'm not kidding, right? I get between her and Michael and they push me away. They push me away.
That too fast, Tenure.
Just like to point out, if we may, for Tenure, shall we do this for Izzy? It was on the show, mate.
It was I don't remember.
It was on the show you never listened to.
No.
Oh, you must have been watching a surfing video that day.
Yeah, it must have been. Occupied.
I love that.
Oh, my God.
When did you do that? Why? It was on the show, Rizzy. Just another day where he wasn't listening.
It sounds fun. Well done.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Hey, I'll throw one at you here because I thought I'll do it here. Because the first thing I saw this morning, and it's happened to me, so I'm going to do it to you.
Yes.
Okay? And it was just a meme that said, there's nothing worse than having the Cranberry song stuck in your head, in your hair. Last one. Good luck, everyone.
You're mean.
We're all in the same boat now.
Won't sing Wednesdays, won't sing Wednesdays, won't sing Wednesdays with Tanya and Steve.
It is a promise we have kept for months now where you stopped us from singing, but it doesn't mean we can't talk a song out.
Exactly. And today it is my turn to select a song. I have chosen 4 lines from this particular well-known song.
Tanya will talk the lyrics. If you guess the song, you get the goodies. In fact, you get to go along to the Van Gogh live show, which is amazing, as we well know,
T. Oh, my God. I took Mike and some friends. By the way, ring up, please.
133353. You saw it the other night, did you, Tanya, again?
I went again on Monday night with Michael and a couple of friends of ours.
Yeah.
And we just sat on the floor.
Yes.
And let it wash over us and read every slide. I actually cried.
Yeah.
Because it's such a, you know.
His story's not a good
one. Yeah. But
a lot of people don't.
Well, he died so young. He didn't sell
now
a painting. And mental illness.
Absolutely. And, didn't sell a painting. His brother did it all. He didn't sell a painting. He wasn't famous when he died.
Yeah.
Really?
So you're right. Yeah. It just washes over you.
You don't know that if you don't know that.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean?
No.
The show's not going to tell you that.
No.
But it's you don't have to even know that to get emotional about the slides and what he wrote.
Now, we've got Brad ready to go for one word. Just like to say, I have no idea either because I want to play along.
Yeah.
So I've got no idea what lyric.
No.
Tanya's going to belt out. How you going, Brad?
Good morning. I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Very well. Here we go, Brad. Your lyrics are, soft lips are open, them knuckles are pale.
Ooh.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's hard.
Wow.
Soft lips are open.
Soft lips are open, them knuckles are pale.
I have absolutely no idea about that. That's a hard one.
Soft lips are open, knuckles are pale. It's got something to do with... Megan Liv.
Sounds like it. Thank you, Brad.
Thank you, Brad.
Brad knows his music too, so
hello,
he normally gets them.
Kerry Carter. Here we go. Listen to this.
Soft lips are open, them knuckles are pale.
Nah, it's got me stumped too.
You know it, don't you, Steve?
Just got it then in my head. Just
did
got
you?
It then. Yeah, I just went. Because I went with the lyric to the bounce. Would I be right if I went to the bounce?
You would be. So no, nothing jumping out at you, Kerry?
Oh, Kerry, you're listening in delay a bit there. I don't think Kerry knows it. We'll go to Claudia at Cameron Park.
Hey, Claudia, have a listen to this lyric and tell us what song it's from.
I'm going to add another two lines. Soft lips are open, them knuckles are pale. Feels like you're dying. You're dying.
Oh, okay.
Guess what?
What?
Your sex is on fire.
Yeah! Because that's you said it.
Yeah.
Soft lips are open. Because I don't know the lyrics.
Yeah.
I only know...
Yeah.
Sex on fire bit.
That's it. Well,
cool.
Claudia, congratulations. You are off to Van Gogh Alive.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're going to love this.
There's a restaurant and two bars there, Claudia. All good.
Excellent.
Good on you, Claudia. Van Gogh Alive is the world's most visited multi-sensory experience. It's such a hard thing just hearing lyrics and not putting them together with a song.
Well, here's this bit. And it's thanks to McDonald Jones Homes.
Of course, they're the ones that are looking after us, our show sponsor.
They are. 35 years of building dream homes in the Hunter right now, and it's their birthday package. You get a luxury upgrade for free.
There you go. Check them out yourself. Conditions apply. McDonaldJonesHomes.com.au.
Hey, Steve.
Good luck with this, Tanya.
What?
Good luck with this. You said, I want to tell you about parking. I'm like, oh, my God, how are we going to have a conversation about parking?
Without getting cranky?
Come on.
Well, listen, we were at, as you well know, we just mentioned it, in Sydney on Saturday to see the game.
Yeah.
And went to IKEA beforehand. Now, that's at a shopping centre called Rhodes.
Yes.
It's only like a kilometre and a half down the road. Now, call me stupid.
All right.
A lot of people do.
Oh.
But
yeah, I'll hold off.
Yeah, okay, wait, Steve.
But I have not seen this before.
Right.
And it could even be happening in shopping centres of the Hunter, and I've just been oblivious because, you know, you get used to what you're used to.
Yeah, sure.
And you don't pay attention to signage.
Do you always, when you go somewhere, park in the same spot?
When, at our regulars?
Yeah.
100%.
Same.
Definitely
well,
same.
Yeah. I'm almost, and to the point where I'm dirty when someone's in my park.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, go on.
Well, when we drove into Rhodes Shopping Centre, there's your usual parking with pram, disabled parking, quick stop, 15 minutes. Then there was another one right at the entrance, and there was like a dozen car parks. And I'm thinking, that's a weird colour. What are we getting now? Is it for left-handed, you know, males that hop on one leg and bark like a dog?
Well, that's enough about me.
But no, as I got closer, hybrid car parking only.
Oh, you're kidding.
We have to drive a hybrid car to
you
park there.
You have to drive a hybrid car to park there.
So rich people get a better park.
Yes.
It's how the world rolls, isn't it?
It was.
It's how the world rolls.
Steve, that's exactly... I started going off, going,
good
on them.
Yeah.
They paid $100,000 for that. Look at them. They can just jump in. Like, seriously, they were literally better than a disabled park.
Were they the ones with the electric charger things?
No.
Just a park.
Just a park for hybrid.
Yeah.
Now, I went on their website.
Yeah.
You knew I would.
No, of course you would.
You went on the Rhodes Shopping Centre website.
I did.
And unlike everyone else who just would have bitched about it and then got on with their life,
Absolutely.
Not old Tanya, she got on there to investigate.
Because I'm
What's
sure.
What's the story?
Well, I knew that they would shout it from the rooftops going, look at us with our, So why they're doing it is they want to encourage people to...
Buy cars, hybrid cars.
Yeah, because it's better for the environment. So they figure that they're doing something positive.
Right.
But all they're doing...
Is annoying us.
Is annoying the rest of us.
Yeah.
When the 1% that can afford a hybrid are parking there.
Telling you now, Tanya, the rich are getting richer and the poor get the picture. As simple as that, isn't it?
Is that happening in the Hunter?
I'm not sure.
Are we not?
I haven't seen it.
I don't feel like it would be happening, but if you've seen it, 133353. I love how this Sydney car park didn't have one car parked in it as well in the hybrid cars.
Actually, can I be honest?
Yeah, it was full.
It was full.
Yeah. Oh, damn it.
Absolutely full.
And here lies the difference is why you wouldn't bother doing it here,
no
mate.
Way.
Because we're buying real cars.
Yeah.
We're not buying bloody electric things.
We buy gas guzzlers.
But when you actually just Google it, hybrid car parking Sydney, it's happening everywhere.
Yeah.
All the Westfields down there. We're all doing it now. So if we're not doing it, it won't be. It's a matter of time.
I think it's funny, you know, and we've said it before, for any of us Novocastrians to go to Sydney, just say if we're going to see a show, right?
Yeah.
Let's just call it and say we park at the Sydney Opera House.
Yeah.
The underneath car park. And from the moment you go in, Porsche, Ferrari, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
All the cars.
Yes. Yeah.
Hey, what's going on?
I know. Do you get embarrassed if ever you have a weekend away, right? And you go, yeah, bugger it. We'll do the valet parking.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. How embarrassing.
Yeah,
when you're lined up with the rest of them.
I stop halfway down and wash them back in.
Servants' quarters around the back, please, with your vehicle.
I've stolen this from Beverly Hills Cop. That's how old the line is. But you're giving me a heap of crap car, right? And go, careful with it. All this happened last time I was here.
I'll use that.
Yeah.
Start your day off with Tanya and Steve. And start your dream home with the McDonald Jones 35-year birthday sale on now for a limited time.
Well, you see, we're doing a taste test here. T wasn't here yesterday, and we found out about this chicken. It's amazing chicken that tastes just like frozen chicken, T. It tastes just like KFC.
So it's a bit of a taste test. So get a taste test in. Is it like a supermarket frozen? Yeah.
Yep. So
there are now ties on the shopping. What is it?
So it's called takeouts. You can buy it in the freezer section at Woolies.
Yeah.
Before you eat it, I would like to say I'm a vegan and I cooked you all chicken last night.
Oh, we're dead.
And second,
we're dead.
And just with that, also a warning: I'm a vegan and I cooked you chicken last night.
But
it smells legit, and it's meant to imitate KFC chicken.
It's like we've gone against.
It smells like KFC.
It's like we've gone against his religious values.
I also will warn you, a lot of fat came out of it when I cooked it last night. A lot of oil.
You're really not selling this well, Ty.
But it smells so good.
Why have I got more than Steve?
Yesterday.
So you've got a gluten-free option on the side there, Tanya. Right.
I didn't say anything about it being healthy, though, Tanya. It was a taste to encourage people if they think, oh, rubbish, having it possibly tastes like KFC if it's in a frozen packet.
Well, are you going to have a go?
Righto, here we go. Oh, my God.
Oh, is it really hot?
That is KFC.
Really?
100%.
I'm not trying it.
Why?
Looks disgusting.
Yeah, so KFC. That is, yep.
Do you reckon? What do you reckon, Ten?
I don't know.
Yep. Wow.
So what, it tastes exactly like the KFC?
Is it cooked?
No. I'm just eating the skin.
Actually, the skin is definitely KFC.
100%.
I'll try
100%. That is absolutely.
100%.
I was waiting to go, I'm not even warm.
They've got the right 11 herbs and spices.
I have. And now, as we know, the Colonel will hunt down the owner of this company and kill him. Or her.
That's pretty good.
I wonder if they've got any,
What are you doing?
Have I just eaten... I'm eating gluten-free, aren't I?
No. Oh. The gluten-free is the little things next to it. I told you that.
Oh, here we go.
Okay, so, just to be clear, on this taste test, the Colonel's going to hunt someone down and kill him and Tanya's going to die.
Oh, well.
No, that is wow.
Okay.
What do you mean, Risa, you're not going to touch it?
I tried it. It's not. It's just. Yeah, it tastes all right.
You don't reckon it tastes like KFC?
No, it does. It does. Oh. Definitely tastes exactly like the.
He's just worried because I cooked it.
Yeah, he's worried because you know what Risa's like.
Yeah.
He's afraid of germs.
Well, he should be more worried because I had to bring my dog Baxter in today and he's in the studio. And believe me, if you put that plate down, Risa, he will take your wrist with it.
He's salivating over here. He's keen for it.
No, well, there's an alternative for you.
The chicken looks cooked, I remember cooking chicken.
It is.
Like?
Okay, Rise is just a baby.
Mm. How much was it for the bag?
I like chicken breast.
$14 for 4 pieces of chicken.
How much?
$14 for 4 pieces of that.
Screw that, I'm back to the drive-thru.
I don't even know how much, whether that's beer expensive or...
That's why our lovely listener yesterday said that she's waiting till it's on sale at $7, half price.
There you go.
It's expensive.
Not only does it taste like KFC, it's almost the same price as getting KFC. You might as well stick with the original.
There you go.
There's no saving there, is there?
No, not at all.
At least you can do it at home.
Anyway.
Save the run.
Well,
you got any mashed potato and gravy there, vegan?
Yeah, it's out. I can make that. That's vegan.
Happy with that and a nice little soft bun. Make sure it's got sugar in it so I get addicted.
It's dangerous, Steve.
Steve, you know you and my husband share very similar temperaments when you're in the car.
Yeah, we like to think we're pretty relaxed.
Very.
For sure.
So relaxed, you both almost go backwards.
Absolutely.
Especially in the car. There's no such thing as road rage in your world or his world, for
no
that
need
matter.
To beat the horn unless you're saying goodbye.
Yeah. And even that's illegal these days.
Well, that's the rebel in us.
I know. Anyway, on the... must have been, I don't know when it was, maybe Monday, We're leaving our house. You know we're in Hamilton.
Yeah.
And we drive around the corner and Cleary Street in Hamilton, there's the NRMA truck. So when you see an NRMA truck, you're always curious what's going on.
Sure.
There was a guy leaning against the car that the NRMA truck was there for, and he was on his phone, whilst the NRMA guy was down on all fours changing this guy's tyre.
Before you go any further.
Yeah.
No, all right, keep going. Actually, keep going.
Okay. Well, Michael launched into this attack on this poor unsuspecting fellow who is obviously a useless man.
Calm, Michael.
Michael, yeah, could not, but I've never seen him go off. He called this guy for everything, going, it needs his man card revoked. This is, you know, you can't be a man and not be able to change a tyre. Where's Ricey going? What are you doing?
There's a reason why Ricey just left the studio,
Where's
Tanya. Because you didn't hear the show yesterday, did you?
No.
Yesterday, Risey had to confess that he had an NRMA man come and change his tyre.
What?
And believe me, we went to phones, and you know what I did?
What?
Asked, is there any women out there who can change a tyre? 450 women rang and said, absolutely, Risey.
Oh, my God.
Hand back the man card.
Well, no wonder he slunk out. Get back in here.
No, stay out. I'm embarrassed. Now Michael knows about you.
Have you finished talking about
this? There's only so much, Risey. There's only so much I can defend you with. Now, if you've got the calmest driver in the world, Michael, on your tail.
Absolutely. I know, blowing up.
He went off.
Where were you again?
Wasn't Cleary Street, Hamilton.
Wasn't Cleary Street. No, wasn't Cleary Street. We did this on the show yesterday, too.
So
it was Redhead. God, I can't believe it.
So thank you to Wayne, the NRMA driver, as well. He was amazing.
Now
changing my tyre.
Now it's official. There are two men, Risey and the guy you saw in Hamilton.
Wow.
Who are the smartest men in the universe who are members of the NRMA and think, nah, I don't want to break a big toenail.
Who didn't want to break a nail.
Exactly.
Didn't want to break
God.
A fingernail.
No,
while changing tight. There you go. That's unbelievable.
You can never, ever be in the same room as Michael again.
Nah, you're gone, mate.
No.
There you are.
Bop you.
I'm going to lie to Michael. I'm going to say, nah, that didn't happen, Michael. But just they're lying.
I can't believe in the same in one week.
Yeah, I'm not kidding. We've got photographic evidence.
Yeah, my brother took a photo
of Risey.
Yeah. Because I was picking the kids up from tennis camp, and I hit the gutter, and I even lied. I told Steve yesterday I lied to the NRMA driver, said I hit a piece of wood on the road.
Which, of course, as we well know, mate, very smart of Risey to say that on the radio.
I know,
it'll never get back.
It'll never get back.
So, that's good to know.
Yeah.
Because I was a little hostile yesterday about it, too. I was a bit like Michael going, oh, come on, mate, you're letting the team down.
That's embarrassing.
It's one thing to put petrol in your diesel car, but that.
I know, I'm bloody hopeless. Yeah. And I did have to say to the NRMA guy, I was like, oh, like, I would have changed it myself, but I just worried about the rim, if there was any damage to the rim and blah, blah, blah.
I've heard that before. From the guy in Cleary Street.
Exactly.
Wow. Two in the one town, Steve.
It was two in the one town, and more concerning too that Ryan's was so stressed that he had to go put his 90 on and have a lay down.
100%. I definitely did.
Ah, jeez.
Anyway.
That's embarrassing.
And to be fair, I actually couldn't even get the spare out of my
car. Stop talking.
Yeah.
Just stop talking.
You know he's lying again. He didn't even know where the spare was.
Exactly. Well, I had a spare?
See? Bunch of potty mouths, mate.
I know. Kids and swearing. In the Stewart household.
Ah.
Risey.
Correct. And I can't do anything about it. I don't know how to stop it.
Well, you're the fault. They learn it from somewhere, and it's usually at home.
Oh, absolutely. They've heard Dad on the phone talking to his mates.
Absolutely.
That's how they pick it up.
So Stella is 9, Oscar is 6. No potty mouths out of them. Mm-hmm. The one I'm worried about and that's causing me a little bit of grief at the moment is my beautiful little princess, Lily, who's 3 years old. Man. Steve's favourite.
Steve's favourite, I know that one day Lily will be listening to Marilyn Manson. She'll be riddled with tattoos and a nose ring and say, what the hell do you see in surfing, Dad?
Well,
what's
you
have one
tea. Oh, you do.
So
yeah.
At the moment, her favourite two words and her favourite saying back to back, like if she drops something, she's saying the F word with an E-N on the back.
Yeah.
Like F-E-N.
We get it.
Here we go.
And the second word... Hell.
Oh!
So she's like...
And you put them together and it's bibbity-bobbity-boo, isn't it?
So she's dropping something and she's using it, like, I'm a little bit proud. She's using it in perfect context.
Don't be proud.
No, not proud, but I mean, like, she's using it in the right way, if you know what I mean.
Oh, that's terrific, Risey.
Like, she'll kick a toe.
Yeah, don't get old stars at preschool for that.
No.
And so Lily, not only is she swearing, she's not very good at, like, getting in trouble or, like, taking on feedback. So
I'm telling you now, man. I'm right. I'm so right with this.
Yeah. So what I've done is she said it one too many times, and I got out my phone, and I'm like, I'll record and I'll play it to you guys to see where I should go with my parenting after you hear me try to say, you don't say those words.
Okay.
I've just realised something, T.
What?
Our show's turning into a Risey counselling service. This time yesterday...
The car.
NRMA changed the tyre for him. Yeah. Today he's come to work and said, my parenting, guys. Can you help me with my parenting?
You're a useless man and a useless parent.
Pretty much, yeah.
So, mate, you've got another left after this.
And I need both of your help because do you want me to play you?
Yes.
It's about 30 seconds of me telling Lily, don't say those words.
Righto.
Okay, here we go.
What's that?
F***ing hole is a swear word.
Well, it is a swear word.
And you are not my dad.
Yeah, well, I'm just telling you, we're not allowed to say those two words together, okay?
Yeah, but you are not my dad.
Or don't be cranky, okay? So we're not allowed to say that. Where have you heard that? Who have you heard say that?
Harriet said it.
Oh, Harriet says it, does she?
It's
Harry!
At
preschool.
Harriet says it at preschool, does she?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
She says, f***ing hope.
Does she?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I'm telling you now, that... is a swear word.
Stop saying that.
Is she saying you're not my dad?
Yeah, she's saying, well, cranky. You are not my dad. She's getting cranky, so I'm going, don't swear. She said, well, you are not my dad.
Hey, maybe you should have beeped out Harriet's name as well. Slandering poor Harriet all around the Hunter today.
Yeah.
And Harriet's one of my best friend's daughters as well.
Oh,
so,
no doubt.
Look,
she's three. Yeah. I need to stress that, right?
Yeah, she's only three.
And she's dropping that.
But hear how good she's saying it as well.
Rosie!
Stop being proud. Such a surfer.
You know what I like?
What?
He said, you're not allowed to say those words
together. That's Steve. So
I would have gone with either.
No,
you're not allowed to say them together. Separate, fine. But together,
point.
It's very offensive.
That's a good point, actually.
He wants help with his parenting skills.
That's a great point.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, guys. Yeah,
start with that one.
Some we've noticed.
So don't say those words full stop.
There you are.
Okay, perfect.
Whether they're together or not.
Oh, my God.
Excellent.
I don't know, Tay.
Really?
What do you do? Well, it's okay when you're driving and they do it because you can laugh and they can't see you.
No, I try not to laugh.
When it's face to face, it's a tough one.
Yeah. I know, it reminds me of the goat.
Yes.
It's not a goat, it's a goat.
Yes.
That went viral, what?
Good
like
point.
About a month or
good
two
point.
Ago.
Yeah, yeah, I love that.
Yeah, she's gorgeous, that one.
Lily, not so much now.
No, Lily's gorgeous too.
Okay, there's another thing, too, that's just caught my attention.
What?
He's far more concerned about his daughter swearing than he is the fact she doesn't think he's the real dad.
No.
You're not allowed to swear. You're not my dad. She had such conviction. I reckon there's a DNA test there, quite frankly.
It cut me deep. It's tenure and Steve.
Telling you now, mate. Won't be long before that keep out a-hole signs on a bedroom door.
Start your day off with Tanya and Steve. And start your dream home with the McDonald Jones 35-year birthday sale on now for a limited time.
If you just missed it, Risey's three-year-old little girl, Lily, has put two of her favourite words together and uses them appropriately.
Oh, I was still concerned that she knows he's not her real dad.
There's that too. Just quickly, if you missed it.
Yeah, this is what happened.
F***ing hole.
Just telling you, we're not allowed to say those two words together, okay?
Yeah.
Together.
Who have you heard say that?
Harriet says it.
Oh, Harriet says it, does she?
At pizza.
Harriet says it at preschool, does she?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
She says, f***ing hope.
Oh, my God. So we're wondering, do you have a potty mouth preschooler? And how do you deal with it?
We'd love some help. Well, I'd love some help. 133353. Should I be getting that washing the mouth out with soap? Does that work?
I'm interested to know, have the preschool teachers mentioned anything to you?
Not yet.
Well, they will now.
Yeah.
133353, though, if you do have any, advice to stop the swearing, especially for a three-year-old.
I would suggest if it was the 50s, a bit of washing it out with mouth out with soap. That was always a win in the 50s, apparently.
Yeah, I don't know whether that's going to work there. Although, maybe it does.
Because I feel like...
We mentioned, we haven't been much help, have we?
What about a swear jar?
Well, I don't think she cares, does she?
No, she doesn't care
money
about the
doesn't
money.
Matter.
She's three. She's not physical till she's three and a half.
Yeah. How have you dealt with a potty mouth preschooler? Look, to be quite honest, I think you just ignore it.
Yeah, I try to ignore it. But
that was obvious.
well, that was a few days ago, and now my other kids come up to me and goes, Lily's saying hell again.
So the other kids don't?
No, they are. The other kids are really good because they're a little bit older.
And they're aware
that it's a naughty word.
Yeah.
I think you're just going to have to push through.
Yeah.
Push through it moments, and just when she drops them when you're with the grandparents.
and just say, oh, her mum taught her that one.
I honestly don't know how to fix this.
No, I think...
At her age,
yeah.
Apart from maybe suggest not to say the words, not to say the words together.
Yeah.
Just don't say them full stop.
Yeah.
Perfect. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree. I think, you know, I remember Lork going through a stage, obviously living with Michael.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, whereas, well, yeah.
Well, true, though. Irish, their F is like we say hello.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
really.
True.
They struggle.
So
yeah.
He went through that, but a bit of ignorance, and then they get to an age where you can, you know, discipline them in other ways if you need to, but he
like
didn't.
Wooden spoon, that
oh,
sort of
no,
thing.
Oh, yeah, no, I just mean...
The stick with the nail, that kind of thing.
I mean, you can't...
The belt.
You got to go to bed early. Or
oh,
or,
my mistake. Yeah, misunderstood what you're saying.
Marianne from Belmont has given us a call. Hey, Marianne.
What do you do, mate?
How are you doing, Rosie?
I'm good, thank you.
My granddaughter, when she was away with her mother, and her mother asked her to put the drink down and get ready. And she wouldn't do it, so her mother took the glass of water off her and put it down, and she turned around and said, how effing rude.
Again, used it in the right context, got to be proud.
Kind of proud, yeah.
And well, the thing is, guys, they get it from somewhere, don't they?
Yeah, Harriet.
Well,
yeah.
Harriet, yeah, pretty sure.
Yeah,
but also,
monkey see, monkey do. Yeah.
Have you also noticed though, in general media though, these days, TVs, all you know,
I know
it's a lot freer these days,
totally,
isn't it?
Yeah,
honestly.
When I asked her to say that word, she said, "No, Ma, I can't say that word. I can't say."
Yeah, she said it.
She said it again.
It's
so funny. Thank you, Marianne.
Because it is. It's getting so lax even in the media. I'm waiting for them to change the name to a current effing fair.
It is getting lax, definitely.
You know, I know.
I'll just drop it now, not beep it, the whole bit.
How do you feel about that?
About the freedom on
the freedom.
Telling?
If you had little kids.
Well, it depends on how. I guess it's like they're going to hear it everywhere.
Mm.
But then again, I think we all swear more now.
We do. Yeah, it's more normalised.
Yes, normalised.
Yeah.
Yeah. My mother, if you said bugger, that was like potty mouth stuff. Yeah, so I think we all swear more now. Still, if you could stop them from doing it, you know, until they're teens would be great.
I know. Because it's not a good look.
No.
On kitties.
Little hairy-legged surfy kitties running around dropping
look,
F-bombs, mate. I'm telling you now, though. Lily, hey?
Yeah.
There you go, mate.
Tenny's friend John just sent her a nice message saying what a deadbeat dad I am.
Yeah.
Bit of feedback for Rise.
Bit of feedback. Thank you for that, John.
Unlike Tenny, I won't tell you the ones I've got so far, man.
Thank you, Steve. Tenny and
Steve's 5K payday. All right, Natasha from Jules, you're going to lock brains with T today.
Hey, Tash, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Very well. Now, how do you usually go with this?
Usually maybe three.
Okay.
All right.
Well, let's try.
Today, five. No, how'd you get?
All right, good luck.
She's off to the soundproof booth, Natasha.
Thank you.
Wait for her to mosey on in. And, as you said, 3 out of 5, that's not too bad. I better have a quick look at the words myself now just to, okie dokie.
I reckon it could go off today.
Mm.
I have a feeling.
Yep.
Okay.
I suppose.
All right, she's in the booth. Here we go, your first word, Natasha. If you can match these five, you know there's $5,000 for you. First word, henny.
What was that? Sorry?
Henny. H-E-N-N-Y. Henny.
Penny.
Denim.
Jeans.
Savion.
Well, that's Savion.
Yep.
Oh, I don't know. Rice. Oh, blank. Sorry.
Savion
blank?
Yeah. Oh! Yeah, that works.
B-L-A-N-C.
Wow. Nice. Blank. Yep, works perfectly.
All right, fourth word, karaoke.
Singing.
Your last word, spill.
Mess.
Oh,
they're all good answers,
so
mate.
So, henny, penny, denim, jeans, Savion blank, karaoke, singing, spill. Natasha is locked in mess.
Okay, let's get T out of that booth there because they are good answers for all those words. Don't you like that number one? That's a gimme.
Definitely.
Okay, we better get rid of Natasha in case she gives away any clues.
Good luck, Natasha.
She's gone to you, mate. Good luck. Well, T, again, what do we say? Off top of your head?
Yep.
Oh, we got a good feeling about this one.
Have you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, could go off
first
today.
Time you've said that for a while.
I know. Okay, here we go.
First word's a gimme, we'll just say, we reckon.
Right, here we go. First word. Henny.
Penny.
Oh, get out. Denim.
Jeans.
Savion.
Blanc.
Karaoke.
Singing.
Spill.
Drink. Or water. Hang on. Spill. I always spill a drink. I'll say drink.
That's the only one we missed.
What? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
You didn't even give me the 4 out of 5 heads up.
I didn't want to do that today. I didn't want to stress you out.
Natasha, Natasha said mess for spill. Spill mess.
Oh. I got kids.
Oh, we got everything else right.
Everything 4 from 4 up until that moment.
I am going to dob her in, though.
Why?
When I said savvy on, she went, I'm not sure. Rice? I'm like, oh, where are you getting your rice from? She must, try she must have that. French rice.
Well, you were thinking of sake, weren't you, Natasha?
I don't know. What
rice wine.
But she ended up going, blanc.
Blanc, okay.
So, yeah, you nailed them all. But that, yeah, that last one.
Bugger.
Okay, that's better than I've done.
It is true. You have. Yep. That's the best you've done. On the radio. Yep.
Yeah.
Back to 3 out of 5 when you're listening along now.
And and you also, for your troubles as well, Natasha, a double pass to Sting live at a Down the Green Badgeon Hunter Valley, Saturday, February 18. It's going to be a great show. You're off there.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Good on you, Natasha.
What would you guys have said for spill?
Same as you, I reckon. Drink.
Yeah. I thought that was really hard and I'm still struggling.
Really?
Spill. Something. I don't know, like.
Well, you spill water or you spill a drink.
Yeah.
What else do you spill?
My guts.
Yeah, okay.
If I was,
enough therapy on the couch for one day.
If I was being tortured in a prison somewhere overseas during the war.
Well, gee, you've really thought that through, haven't you?
Well, I've got to figure out who I'm dobbing in to save my own butt.
Don't forget, you can get your tickets to a Down the Green Bin Badgeon from Ticketmaster. They are on sale right now. James Rain, also Joe Sumner playing with Sting. Back same time tomorrow is our 5K payday.
Start your day off with Tanya and Steve.
And start your dream home with the McDonald Jones 35-year birthday sale on now for a limited time.
That was the other one for 5K payday. Someone, Jackie, just texted me and said, spill beans.
Ah, Tanya, that was a day ago.
Well, you just read it. I literally just read it. Anyway, moving on.
You just joined us.
Hey, here's something that I thought you would be interested in, chatting around. They're calling it the Gen Z dilemma, and it is when a Gen Zers, now that's anyone, by the way, under the age of 26.
I was going to ask that, Gen Z, under 26.
Under
okay.
26.
Yeah.
So teenagers, right through to 26. Mm. The dilemma is if their mobile phone rings, they're actually experiencing anxiety these days.
Yeah.
Because they don't want to answer it.
Totally get it.
It's not their world.
Mm-hmm.
They are all about the text and the Snapchat.
Yes.
And that's how they live, through Snapchat.
That makes perfect sense. And I don't mean just for me because I don't answer the phone either. But you're right. Their world's changed now. And so conversation is taking up their valuable time.
And the way, there's a time factor. It's convenient for them. But when they sat a group of them down and said, let's get to the bottom of this, why are you experiencing anxiety? And they said, well, to be quite honest, when we talk, and this is the general consensus, when we talk to someone on the phone, there has to be implicit trust. So it's usually a parent or a sibling.
Yep.
But that is where it ends. Mm. Even their best friends they don't like talking to on the phone.
It's different. It's interesting, isn't it?
Very much so.
See, it's hard for me to get, because I'm the same. Yeah. I'm exactly what you're describing.
So trust? Is it trust?
No, I can't explain it to you. I just find, unless it's like, and you and I will, right? If I think there's too much to explain on a text, I will call you, or if you had to, I would answer you.
Sure.
Right? I answer you, or when I answer my ex, Karen, I answer important people around me.
Yep.
Right? Other than that, it's usually just someone wanting something.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding. It's not someone going, g'day, Steve, how you going?
Yeah.
Never.
Yeah.
It's, can you do this? Are you this? So I just gave up answering the phone.
Interesting.
That's my honest answer for not answering the phone anymore.
Well,
it's just someone wanting something.
The three words that they came up with, this group of Gen Zers, was control. So that's where your trust is, because they can control their emotions. They don't feel like they have to lie.
True.
If it's with their parents, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They can be themselves.
Yep.
The second word was convenience. So they can be in a really busy situation and still flick off a few texts.
Yes.
But talking is just not convenient.
Yeah.
And multitasking. Like, they are the kings and queens of multitasking.
Oh, yeah.
They can be sitting in class, apparently learning algebra, and then having 4 or 5 TikTok conversations at the same time.
While having 5 pages on a computer.
Yeah.
And looking at all of them.
Yeah.
It's phenomenal.
So
you're right.
What they're now saying, though, because the older generations, like Y, millennials, Zs, Xs, we tend to jump on board these things much, much later.
Yeah.
So we are heading towards a generation of people that they reckon we just will not be talking.
Yeah.
It'll all be through a social media platform.
Yeah.
Or a text.
Yeah, true. I can see that.
I've changed a lot too.
Yeah.
I don't ring as much.
No.
I mean, I find it much more convenient to text someone.
See, I think what we get frightened of is, we're losing the art of conversation. No, no, no. Because if they come for dinner or you meet them at their place, chat all day.
Yeah.
It's the technical phone call
that's
dying more.
Yeah, and people are busy.
Well, that too.
I always say if I have to ring someone, have I caught you at a bad time? That's our start because,
yes. You know,
but I'm assuming if they're answering me, then maybe not.
Well, when I ring you, you always go, who died?
Yeah, I do.
It's
my stock standard.
Yeah. I would too.
No. Or I'll start with, it's okay, no one died. And then, but yeah, look, I get it. Mm. I really do because I've been like that for a long time anyway.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's taking the art of conversation away. It's making whatever conversation you have better than a frivolous conversation that could have been an email or a text.
Yeah. Well, there you have it. So,
see you at 5 is better than bring, bring, bring. Okay, I'm going to come at 5 and then get into conversation.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's they don't be basically what the experts, the so-called psychologists and futurists are saying. Don't be too worried about your Gen Zer,
right?
If they're constantly back and forth with their friends, because at least they're engaged.
True.
Yeah.
True.
They might be not speaking words, but they're engaging.
And well, you think about it, even when we talked about emojis, meaning don't even have a conversation. You can send a couple, and that says what it says.
Yeah.
But even now, it's when you can go look for a few little video things. I don't know what it's called.
Oh, GIF.
GIF.
A little GIF.
Something like that. Yeah. Right. You know, just it's funnier. Yeah. It's funnier.
Yeah. Yeah.
You actually get a laugh out of it.
Yeah. Yeah. So. The only ones speaking, by all accounts, these days are bosses and boomers.
Yeah.
That's it.
Bosses and boomers.
Yeah.
Shoot, I'm not a boss. I must be a boomer.
You're a bit of a yakker, are you, mate?
Oh, no. Well, funny you say that. Certain friends are callers and you only call them.
Yeah.
And then other people's like, I'm not going to call them. I'll text them.
Yeah.
But I don't mind a conversation still.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. No, to me, it's when I text a friend and then suddenly the phone
they
rings.
Ring.
It's like, what are you doing? If I wanted to talk to you, I would have rung you. Just text back.
Don't they know the rules?
They are hard, fast rules, Tanya.
Far out.
Does that happen to you? Do you text someone, do you want to do this on Friday night, and the phone rings? What are you doing?
Oh, I actually get excited when the phone rings.
Oh.
I go, this is better.
Oh, really?
Yeah, this is easy now. This is much easier. Yeah.
Ah, yeah. Okay. Yappers, a period. Bloody yappers. I've used all my words up by 9 o'clock. I've got 4 left.
It's 10
and that's what's for dinner.
It's Triple M. It's 8:28. We're going to speak to Ray Rabs Warren. We can't wait to speak to him. We'll do it in the next 15 minutes.
That's entertainment. Get a bathroom with star power. Search Nova Castrian Bathroom Solutions. The E-Spot.
What you got, mate?
Oh, I'm looking forward to this. Got a bit of a wait, I admit. But Deadpool 3 is coming in 2024.
One for the kiddies.
Now, there's a great little video that's rolling around on Ryan Reynolds' personal Twitter account.
Right.
And it simply shows him sitting on a sofa telling fans he's basically extremely sad that there was no Deadpool for next year.
Yeah.
But have a listen to how it plays out, because he in the background is a famous Australian walking by and he gets a job.
Every Deadpool needs to stand out and stand apart. It's been an incredible challenge that has forced me to reach down deep inside. And I have nothing. Yeah. Completely empty up here. And terrifying. But we did have one idea. Hey, Hugh, you want to play Wolverine one more time?
Yeah, sure, Ryan.
There he goes, Hugh Jackman coming back, reprising his role of Wolverine, which he hasn't done since 2017.
I still think, ironically, that it's...
That's so good.
It's a superhero movie, but I think in the last 5 to 10 years, one of the funniest two movies I've seen.
It is.
Oh,
like,
on
a comedy level. We don't get comedies anymore.
No, I know.
And that is just the best.
Yeah.
Love
and,
the kiddies
and
watching.
The rivalry and the fun between those two.
Oh. Perfect.
It's just going to light up the screen again.
Are they ballparking when? Like you said, we've got to wait.
They're just saying 2024.
No. Right.
Geez, that is a bit of a wait.
The other big news around today is that Channel 7 is reprising Australian Idol. Do you know the last time it was on our screens?
2003?
14 years ago.
Wow.
So you're pretty close. 2002.
Why?
Can you believe it? No, actually.
Nah.
No, that's longer. Sorry.
2006.
What?
I don't know.
I don't know.
14
anyway,
years ago.
It's coming back.
But why?
Great question, Steve, well, because the voice has been dying a slow death for the last few years.
And they can't go back to what made it, right? Was watching all the crappy ones.
Exactly.
Well, here today they've announced who the judges are. Carl Sanderlands, he's going to be there.
Well, he was there last time too, wasn't he?
This Australian is going to be there. Amy Sharp.
Okay.
So she's an Idol judge.
Mm-hmm.
Meghan Trainor. And look, you've got to say, the American Idol is doing great guns still. Hasn't missed a beat for years.
That's true.
And one of their favourite judges over there is this bloke.
It had to be you.
Harry Connick Jr. And he's coming to Australia as our fourth judge.
Oh, right.
See, he'd be great.
Yeah.
The other two, I don't know about them.
Tell you what, bet your Dicko's dirty.
Oh, my God, Dicko.
Or Mark Holden. Dicko and Holden.
Wow.
Well, let me tell you, though, Dicko was the only reason it rated, so that's what they're hoping out of Kyle.
Yeah.
Yeah,
because, they got in the news for all the nasty judges, which you can't do anymore.
Yeah.
That's why I'm going, why?
Yeah.
Remember the dress debacle with Paulini, how Dicko said she's got to lose some kilos? She would definitely... You can't say that anymore.
Couldn't say it then, mate.
That's why you got in so much trouble.
Bloody hell, Tenya.
So
bloody hell, Tenya. You can't tell any woman, I don't care if it's 1932, you just don't walk up and go, you might want to lose a few kilos.
That is true. That's what I remember.
Okay, I'm still curious why, but
well, we'll
gives
we'll
them all
the
job, I guess.
I love Harry Connick, so I'm curious.
I like Harry.
Yeah,
And I saw one of the hosts is going to be Ricky Lee as well.
You know, she?
Like one of the hosts
That
used to be Andrew G. And so Ricky Lee and another guy that probably no one's heard of.
that's awesome.
Yeah.
big sell, Tina Steve Show. Big sell. Channel 7 will be ringing and possibly sending us some champagne and thanking us. Hey, they're doing this, Steve. Why?
Anyway, it's returning to our screens. Enjoy.
Put a call into Dicko.
It's Tenya and Steve.
I stand by what I said months ago, Tenya. This man retired 30 years too soon.
Oh, I know. The old line, no one is irreplaceable, does not apply to our guest, Ray Warren, who is with us this morning. G'day, Ray.
Hey, Tenya. Hey, Steve.
I'm telling you now, Rabs, you went too early, mate.
Well, my birth certificate doesn't say that, Steve. I'm sorry.
Well,
I'm actually 79. I'm in my 80th year, and I just thought I've had a good run, and I better bail out.
Wow.
Wow.
I had no idea you were that grand age, Ray. You don't sound a day over 50.
Well, maybe the voice doesn't change, but the head changes, and so does the body.
Yeah. Now, the reason we wanted to get you on, because there's a show that, particularly going into grand final weekend, I think everyone will want to see it, 7:30 on Channel 9 Friday night.
It's called Ray Warren Calling Time. It's being hosted by James Bracey, and it's all about Ray, his career, going back into the annals of time. It's going to be amazing. Mm. How did this roll, Ray? Did they come and say, we want to do a bit of a thing on you? And whose idea was it?
Oh, it came from... obviously, from the top brass at Channel 9, and my immediate reaction was to say, "Oh, look, I've been retired for 6 or 7 months. I think I'm done and dusted. You know, I think I'm well and truly cooked." But no, they said we haven't really had a chance to celebrate your career and your life. So we want to do this. And it makes one feel quite humble, obviously, and that's exactly what they will do, I suppose. I haven't seen it. They'll just trace my childhood and then my career, I suppose. Keep in mind, it's not just been a career in rugby league. I delved into horse racing quite deeply, including a couple of Melbourne Cups. Swimming, of course, was a heavy part of what I did as well.
I've loved over the time when you did announce it, Ray, and there was a few talking. The standout to me was from a Jonathan Thurston to an Andrew Johns, whom we know you just admire so much as players, but they said the most exciting thing was their first ever NRL game to race home and listen to Rabs Warren call their name.
Yeah.
And that's a great honour, isn't it?
Yeah, it's one of the things that I cherish as a memory, comments from people like that. Gus Gould once told me that he in the players' bus on the way to Lang Park, he would get a whatever, a tape, and put it in the machine on the bus and play it all the way from the hotel out to Lang Park. That's another thing that I can't really ever forget.
Mm.
Well, you mentioned swimming, and as much as I love rugby league, some of your swimming commentary sticks with me, particularly Susie O'Neill. Mm. That line, well, how did it go? The red line is coming at you, Susie. Like, Ray, even chills when yep. I say it, let alone hearing yep. you repeat it.
I can't quite recall it, but, oh. yeah, I think I was... That was a commentary that I wasn't that proud of, really, because I let my commentary go and started becoming a barracker. Because
we didn't mind.
I should tell you that she'd been chasing down a world record for the 200 fly, which was held for those 18 years by Mary T. Maher, the American.
Yeah.
It was the longest standing record in swimming, and I basically was on the trail all the way through her pursuit of breaking that, and it was also part of the first time we saw the red line, and I'm singing out, "Come on, Susie, come on, you can yeah. do it," and the red line is the red yeah. line is not hasn't beaten her yet or whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, when I started singing out, "Come on, Susie, come on, Susie," I listened to it back and I said, "Oh, geez, I've turned into a barracker."
But, yeah, but that's what Australia wanted.
It just got us on our feet, didn't it? I mean, yeah, we loved it. We know the professional in you thinks you should go the other way.
Oh,
the
no.
punters, we're going, nah, love it.
That was it.
And also, of course, you know, from someone from, you know, your age, Ray, to, I reckon, 6 years of age, all know that's not a try, that's a miracle.
Oh, yeah, well, there you go. That was another, actually, I was quite happy with that because I got it right, as it turned out, but they play it and replay it and replay it, and I'm getting sick of it myself, to be honest with you.
Ray, yeah. is there one, you know, job, so to speak, one commentary, one day that stands out in your career as to be your most favourite moment?
I'm going to get a bit melodramatic here. I think the fact that I had a dream, I practiced and I impersonated and I pretended to be a sports commentator from the day I turned 6 or 7.
Oh.
And I drove mum and dad mad, rolling marbles down a slope and calling them as famous racehorses.
Wow.
And I think the first time they threw the key in the studios of 2LF at Young and put me to air so that even my mother and father could then see the end of the journey has arrived, even though it had just started. But as a couple of old parents, they must have been standing there all those years with me pretending to be a sports commentator, and then actually it became a reality. I think that's the moment I cherish most. But getting to call a Melbourne Cup, that was a great thrill.
Mm.
And the 2015 Grand Final between the Cowboys and Brisbane, that also, the last 3 minutes was probably
unbelievable.
The thing I'll remember most about Grand Final football anyway.
Well, looking forward to the special, Ray. I've got to ask you, though, there's been many impersonators, of course. Everyone tries a rabbi, and you've got 12th man and all of that. But would you honestly say, because I think so, that Fatty Vaughton's is the worst one?
Yeah, closely followed by Daryl Broman. Yeah.
There we go.
All right, well, we cannot let you go without you calling it for us Sunday afternoon, Sunday evening. Who's it going to be, Panthers or Eels?
I think it'll be the Panthers. Mm. I live in the Parramatta district, so I've got to be careful how loud I talk. But I think it'll be Penrith. They were brilliant in that first weekend of football, and I think they'll be the ones, yeah.
Is it weird at your house when you watch the TV and turn the volume down and still call the games in the lounge room?
No, I don't turn the volume down. I don't do that, no. I won't tell you I'm enjoying being a spectator from the lounge room, but it's not killing me, I don't think. I'm getting over it, but I am, more importantly, I'm trying to learn to retire.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a tough one.
There's something I haven't read in the papers yet, but this is probably the first local derby grand final we've seen since South played East back in the 30s.
Wow!
So it's almost a unique grand final.
Very much.
It's the first local derby grand final that I've... Well, it's the first I can remember in a long, long time.
Interesting. Well,
all right.
Well, thank you, Ray. We can't wait for it. It's called Ray Warren Calling Time. It starts Friday, 7:30, and it's the lead-up to the grand final this weekend on Channel 9 and 9 Now. Ray, it's a great pleasure and honour to speak with you.
And we miss you, mate.
We do.
God love you.
Take care.
Thanks, Ray. There's Ray Warren, absolute royalty in the studio. Legend.
70. I didn't know he was that age. No, 79, nearly 80.
No.
Amazing man.
And he still remembers all the little bits and pieces of his calls you know,
well,
all the little dip
he
hits.
Does, but when he said he couldn't quite remember the Susie O'Neill, because that to me chills.
Massive. And the Perkins one too.
Well, I then was reluctant to remind him of when he and I worked together when I was a kid. Remember?
Yes.
I was like 15 years
old. That's right.
And I was in the commentary box when he was working for 2HD. He had a year's contract with 2HD. Can you believe it?
Yeah.
How good.
And he called the football, and I used to climb up over the roof at McDonald Jones Stadium to sit beside Ray to do all his stats for him.
I can watch
that vein in his forehead about to burst.
I can reenact that for you if you
Go
like.
Go on.
What's the stat there, darling?
That guy there.
Hurry up, darling.
He made
worry,
a try.
It's over.
That's why I only had a year with him.
Exactly. Start your day off with Tanya and Steve.
And start your dream home with the McDonald Jones 35-year birthday sale on now for a limited time.